Mindfulness Man. Meditate to free your mind.
Brothers, sisters, animals, aliens, angels and demons. Your demons, my demons. Welcome to Mindfulness Man. No beings are rejected here. No feelings or circumstances are rejected. We're looking for unshakable peace. To be mindful of whatever comes our way, the good, the bad, and the boring. All are equal opportunities in this quest for peace and happiness. I hope you had a great Christmas and you're looking forward to a mindful new year. Actually, not looking forward, looking right now. If you've been following, you should by now be developing a regular seated practice. If you're new to this podcast, I suggest that you go to the bottom and start from week one and slowly work up to this point. Because my intention is to slowly introduce meditation, progressing week by week. We'll go much deeper into seated meditation, as this is the most important part of the practice. But this week, I'd like to introduce something new. This week, we're looking at walking meditation. Walking meditation is the perfect way to bring our newly discovered mindfulness off the cushion and into the world. Over time, we'll look at cultivating mindfulness in all of the postures. That's seated, walking, standing and lying down. And each of these have their own benefits. One of the main benefits of walking meditation is that we can use it in between seated periods. So if you're on retreat or you're sitting for a long time, it's a good way of getting up and walking, getting the blood flowing again in between sits. It's also an opportunity to get some fresh air and exercise. And at this time of year, sunlight is very much needed. We get vitamin D3 from sunlight, and that's the feel-good vitamin. So grab your iPod or your phone or whatever device you've got this on and start to venture outside, please. I'm going to guide you through walking meditation. Once we've developed walking meditation, all of our journeys are useful. Short trips, long trips, we put them all to use. They're all opportunities to develop our mindfulness. Traditionally, this is taught walking up and down a path, about 20 to 30 paces. So you can try this exact same technique on a path if you've got a nice secluded one, a back garden or something. But I'm just going to be teaching it you as you're walking out and about. You can do this in a city, in a town. But if you can get closer to nature, where there's not so many people about, that will be even better. Okay. Now, if you're ready, start walking. just walking. Your earphones in, listening to this. And go at about 2/3 of your usual pace. And we're not looking at a special walking technique or anything. You're just walking. This is a casual, unhurried stroll. And gaze softly into the distance, just enough so that your head feels naturally balanced. And feel the sensations of the body as it walks. Or your arms swinging. Maybe your hands are brushing against your coat. So we're just tuning into the body as it moves. Open up to all sensations, even include pain. Maybe you have a twinge in the knee, feel that too. Also include sights. Can you be aware of your body and still be seeing? Still be hearing? Maybe you can hear birdsong. Or traffic. If you hear traffic, notice it arising, coming into being, and then passing away. Now try to soften your walking. Just loosen up. So you're walking in a relaxed manner. So that the rhythm is soothing to the body. Can you also notice the body breathing as you walk? Now, take your awareness into the soles of your feet. Just like when we meditate on the breath, we feel the sensations of breathing at the nostrils. We are now feeling the sensations of walking on the soles of our feet. So we're sensitizing the feet now. It's exactly the same thing. We're becoming anchored in a physical sensation. So when the mind wanders, we have somewhere to come to, somewhere to still the mind. And physical sensations can only happen in the present moment. When we lose contact with physical sensations, we know that we've lost the present moment. So we're using sensation of the soles of the feet, coming back to them over and over, whenever the mind wanders, just keeping them there, stabilized. And when you notice that you've got lost in thinking, just bring the awareness back to the sensations of your feet walking. Each foot meeting the ground. If you discover that you have been lost in thinking, it can be very helpful to just stop and pause for a moment. Gather yourself and then set back off. If you're in the middle of a city, it might not be a good idea to stop suddenly. Just use your own wisdom. Feeling the ground meet the feet, right here and right now. Don't be disturbed by sights or sounds. Try and include them in. We're not trying to wipe everything out and become overly concentrated. But the main focus is the soles of our feet, because that keeps bringing us back to the moment. What part of your foot is touching the ground first? Don't overthink it, just feel it as an experience. Be with the whole experience of each foot. The energy transferred from heel to middle to the ball of foot, and then feel the toes springing the foot back off to start the process all over again. Is this how it is for you, or maybe it's different? Maybe something slightly different is happening as you walk. Find out. Open up to the experience. Try putting all of your awareness just into your big toes for a moment. Just feeling its rolling, walking. If you like, experiment with singling out another part of your foot, maybe your heel, and just see what role that performs and how it feels. And now come back to the sensation of the whole of the soles of the feet. Sensitizing the soles of our feet, we have a lifelong tool in our quest to live more mindfully. We can use this in the house too, as we walk from room to room. If you're thinking and you're in the right space, do pause, gather yourself, and set off again, making sure you feel the next step and the one after that, holding it as long as you can. When a thought does arise, fine, just don't get involved. Don't go off into thinking and give in to the promise of mental stimulation. We don't need it. Thoughts will try to convince you that they must be thoughts, that they're too important to be forgotten, or you'll lose the one and only chance to realize this profound truth. It must be thoughts, but they're lying. Really relax into walking. Relax into the soles of your feet and let the rhythm soothe you. Feel any peace and tranquility that's arising from this. Now look into the distance and try to find a tree or a lamppost, anything that you can use as a marker, something about 20 paces away. And try to feel every single footstep from here until you reach that point. No judgment if you don't. Just simply pause and try again. When we realize we've been caught thinking, that is a moment of mindfulness. So, you're actually doing what you're supposed to be doing. So the coming back is to be celebrated quietly. Now look for another landmark and try again. And do this. Keep doing it until I speak again. But remember to be gentle with yourself. We're building up this awareness and it takes time. Now, look for somewhere where you can sit down If you can't, that's fine. You can stand. But if you can find somewhere to sit down, please do. Close your eyes for a moment and check in with your body. Feel any physical sensations. If you're standing, maybe you can still use the soles of your feet. If you're sitting, the pressure of the buttocks meeting the wall or the chair or the floor. Feel any physical sensations. Try to be with the arising and the life of and the passing away of all phenomena. Feel things come into being and pass away. Can you hear birdsong? Or traffic? Just tuning in. When we're truly mindful, it feels like the whole world is trying to pull us further into the deep peace. Traffic coming into our awareness holds the same value as birdsong. The relaxed attitude, nothing phases us. We have no preference. Now open your eyes. What can you see? But see without labels. Just see shapes and a sea of colour. All dancing in front of you. Like a kaleidoscope. How does the sky look? Look at it without labels. Just looking, you and the sky becoming the same thing. The boundaries between you and the world dissolving. It's all happening, it's all being seen inside your own head. Can you feel the wind on your face? If so, notice that the wind is a constantly changing force. Its pressure increases, drops away, and starts, and it's a whole sea of activity. Do you feel peaceful? At one with things? Now, keep that awareness and start to walk home. And I'll tell you a little story that happened to me the other day. This is called the hand of benevolence. He was well out of his safety zone, and he knew it. The wet black tarmac was where they usually met their end. A mother's pushchair. The Wellington boot of evil 9-year-old Nathan, or the beak of a blackbird. It was only a matter of time. Before he could make it to the safety of the grass, a giant pink clamp lifted him miles into the sky. The moment he feared was upon him. What would happen next? He thought. Thrown into gaping jaws? Pulled apart with only half of me to live, half to die? Or speared by a hook and plunged into icy water to be fed to wild swimming monsters? He'd heard the tales from the elders. He closed his whatever they have and waited. Then grass, home, the land of safety. The monster had rescued him. The darkest moment was in fact the great hand of benevolence, sparing him from certain death. That was my hand, lovingly guided by my daughter's sweet and compassionate nature, as we walked to school on a worm rescue mission. Her favourite animals are worms, and we've promised her a wormery if she starts eating fruit and vegetables. That terrible thing you fear, those jaws of death, might just be the hand of benevolence. We just don't know. That was a post from my blog. Please check it out and subscribe to it at mindfulnessman.com. And the Mindfulness Man Facebook group is gathering some great energy now. So come and like us on Facebook. That's at facebook.com/mindfulnessman. And there you'll be able to join in with the daily insights we all share. Thank you very much. And speak soon, next week. It won't be as long this time. Thank you. Bye.